Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba Remax Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank. Yes, local bank.
Just a little one. But that's you sponsor right. Big things.
That's right. We do good things there. Great, great, great group of people. Great company.
Like the Seahawks.
Yeah. And Sounders.
Yeah. Awesome organizations.
And the... And we have a hydroplane we're sponsoring this
That's
year.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, the Miss Home Street.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be kind of fun to watch.
The Miss Home Street. Is there going to be a woman walking around who's going to go along with that with a big banner or just the boat?
What do you mean by banner?
You know, like when they have
big banner. Okay. I got it.
I don't mean Banner Bank. That's a competitor.
I'm sure there will be some banner-clad women, you know, sponsoring that or walking around with that hydroplane. So that'll be kind of fun. So looking forward to that. It's just going to be a good summer. I'm looking outside. The weather's already so beautiful.
I know. I'm a little nervous we're going to have a repeat of last year with fires.
Oh, that part. Yeah.
If it gets too dry.
Yeah. Well, the good news is we got a big snowpack this year. I think it was over 110% of normal.
Yeah, so I know. You went skiing a lot. I didn't get to go once. I was so bummed.
It was fantastic.
But that tells you how busy I was.
Especially after having a couple years where the snow wasn't super great.
I know. That's why my husband and I were so sad.
Yeah, I know.
Last time we went, it was not good.
Yeah, worrying about drought and things like that. This year, it was absolutely fantastic. So, in fact, I believe Crystal Mountain, they're opening back up for weekend skiing, believe it or not. And it's May.
Right now?
Yeah. I gotta double check that, but that's what I heard. They were reopening. They closed for April, and we're in the process of reopening skiing some of their upper areas, what they call Green Valley, and up that way. So, in fact, I'll look at that Green Valley.
I'm sure, it's really steep.
It is. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Why would you call it valley?
It's pretty good. Well, every valley's kind of got that, but. The latest is that they will be opening, weather permitting, on May 28th through the 30th. So for another Memorial Day weekend, I guess, they'll be trying to open back up sightseeing and skiing. So.
Well, I guess get your money while you can, right?
That's right. It's fantastic.
See, they're doing an open house.
There you go. Speaking of, that's right.
I know it's not an open house, but
all right. So you're talking about open, and you're asking me if I'm pro or con.
Yeah, you're saying
pro. Yeah.
Oh, I thought I heard you say that you were kind of a con.
No. What I think though is your typical consumer is going to be doing at least most of their preliminary home searching online.
Oh, absolutely, they are.
And we've had photographers on. We've had 3D people on. Mm-hmm. You know, we've tried to explain that a lot of those listings out there, if you look at the pictures of them, number one, the pictures may not be a very good quality. Number two, they may be misleading, you know.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them, it's very difficult to tell the angles, whether or not the size of the room is appropriate or not.
Yep. And you can't tell from looking at pictures. A home might look just absolutely fantastic until you open up the front door and find out that the former owner had 50 cats.
Yep.
So it's just you've just
been there, done that.
You've got to go out there and look at that house.
Oh yeah,
and otherwise you're really taking a chance.
Yeah, there was a coaching program I listened to recently, and they were saying something about old style agents and like demanding that you still get out and go see the house. And I agree with it to a point, but I also understand the validity of. You still will respond to a space. I don't, a 3D virtual tour is great, and that's why we're using them. And professional photos are way better than trying to do it with your cell phone. That's why we do that. But you just don't get sense of scale, location, neighborhood, everything. Smell, there's no scratch and sniff yet.
There will be.
I'm not sure, doubt that at some point. Yeah, at some point it will probably show up. But there's people all across the world and across the country that are buying these homes sight unseen.
Yeah, that's in cases. Something else.
And I don't know, we mentioned this when we had Jeff Cromp on the show from Seattle 3D, and he just got done doing that new Bellevue listing for us today. But I had asked him, have you seen the Zillow app that allows a home seller or their agent to go and video using just their phone. And so my assistant Marissa and I just sat through, and she's doing our first one today on that Bellevue property. And you can only video in 2-minute increments. And then basically it gets sent out, similar to the Matterport technology, gets sent out into a cloud.
Rendered. And they
stitch
they
it together.
Right.
And then it becomes available. So even that, you know, we saw a sample on this webinar. You know, I'm sorry, Zillow, but made me a little woozy.
Mm-hmm.
The person doing it, like they're walking and it's shaking and there's no offset. It's like, oh,
it's supposed to get you excited about the home. It said it looked like Blair Witch Project.
Kind of, you know, and it was a shame because we're doing these wonderful 3D tours and they're burying that.
Right.
And hey, by the way, people, if you're looking online at Zillow and you see listings, if you want to know if the agent has done the appropriate kind of marketing to have a nice video tour, and you don't want to look at the shaky thing that might kind of upset your tummy, do the drop down more info on that first page. And then on the right hand side, just a tiny little link says video tour, you know, or some kind of external link. And so you can click on that. And so whatever they may have attached will come up. Right. And it can be all kinds of things.
It takes a bit of looking to get to find that sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I agree with that.
Every time we have someone go on market, they're like, so where is it? And we have to walk them through it every single time. Right. In fact, I was just trying to brainstorm with Jessica on the way here of how can we direct people. Because if we're spending the money on these 3D virtual tours, we want people to see them because we can track the metrics of what they're seeing. So Zillow has gamed the system so that if you're an agent using this little video tour now that they're supplying on their phone app, which I'm sure there's a bunch of people out downloading it right now, which is fine. Go ahead and do it. But that is going to game the system of whose listings get seen.
Right.
Now, I will tell you, I'm happy I'm a premier agent. So even though Zillow, yes, I'm saying that, I pay you money. So just there you go. Disclosure, full disclosure. But I've been a fan and sometimes not a fan of the company. I've watched them since they started because they started about the same time as me. So I watch very closely what they're doing because they're a technology company that's in the media space that's just real estate related. So it's kind of cool what they're doing. But to me, when you're a business person like I am and I'm putting all these high quality images together, I'm a little miffed that they want the lesser quality product to be the thing people are looking at. But there's a bit of that voyeuristic quality that Americans have nowadays. It's like we're too caught up in watching reality TV shows and people's personal lives that now we're just poking into people's actual houses.
Right.
And that's kind of what it's become. We're total voyeurs. And we don't think about how creepy that is until, guess what? You're the seller.
Right.
Because I had one client, and we had a mutual client that closed in November. She was buying remotely. They were moving here from Arizona. And she loved being able to be online and look at all the pictures and the videos and the stuff. And I would actually go and take videos, much like what Zillow is doing. I see this all the time. I've been one of the people who's had to do it. I've had to walk around a house videotaping it with my phone, upload it to YouTube, send a private link to my client and say, okay, here's the houses I toured for you today. And they love that because they need that. So there's clearly a need. But you know the first thing she did after they moved into that house? How do I get these pictures of this house off Zillow?
Oh, right. She doesn't want first thing out of her mouth.
If she's looking... Yeah. She wants it.
Right.
But the second it's her house, no, I don't want that. No, I don't want that anymore.
Yeah. Interesting.
So it's an interesting dynamic that we have to contend with. But here's the thing. So I mentioned that I had a client that we're trying to get across the point of how this market has changed. 10 years ago, I didn't want to do an open house. I'm clamoring to do them right now. And the reason why is because our consumer has changed. They have changed to this voyeuristic quality of, I want to look on my time. I don't want to bother anybody. And I can tell you from also personal experience and talking to other agents, we frequently have clients who say, I don't want to bother you till I find what I like.
Right.
Right? They're like, you're busy. I'm busy. We look during odd hours. We're just going to tell you when we find something. And so there are a lot of buyers out there who may or may not even have an agent yet, who have that mindset. And I can tell you that many of those multiple offer situations, that buyer only saw the house at the open house.
Mm-hmm.
We just had five offers on a listing last week. Two of them came from the open house. We had another one the week prior. We had eight offers, three of them. No, I'm sorry. I take that back. We had five out of eight offers from an open house. We have a offer review tomorrow on a property, and we already know that there were a couple people who came through the open house. Now, there were more agents that probably are bringing people in, but we have folks who are telling us that they've got people who are remote. I got phone calls from Zillow from a lady who's out of area. She's in Hood River, and she's considering this house. And so what did I do? I sent her the 3D tour so she could have a better view of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, then you just have to tell her what it smells like on top of that.
Well, it smells just fine. Thank you very much.
Very good smelling. That's
two blocks from Alki, so it's nice and breezy and, you know, kind of sea-like.
There you go. So when you know, one of the reasons I think a lot of consumers might hesitate to go to an open house, there's a majority of people out there, they don't want to be hassled. It's like walking into
a... Well, you don't have to be hassled.
Well, no, I understand. You know, it's like walking into a... you know, a car lot, and then you see, you know, a bunch of guys up on the row there, and they're going to mm-hmm. jump you the minute you walk on the lot.
Oh, I know.
So,
yeah.
So what are some things that you do to prevent that?
Yeah. Well, so I've had clients who they've said the same thing. They're like, you know, hey, we just want to go out at our leisure. We don't want to bother you. We'll just let you know when we like something. Mm-hmm. And so we do have a sit down conversation that says, okay, here's how you make sure that when you're out at the open houses, you can still get information, because what people miss is it goes back to, I mentioned agency, right? And how I used to be kind of like reticent to, you know, get into a conversation with someone who would maybe be represented by someone else, because we're like, hey, your agent should be here. We should be having this conversation. That kind of filtered, you know, a little bit. But agency has changed a lot, and we have to be very, very clear about who we represent when we're having that open house. And because I would like to go into a bit more detail about that, I think I want to bring that up in the next segment. But again, if you have questions, folks, please call us at 866-712-1300. We'll be happy to answer them.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.